You know, we live twice as long as people did 150 years ago. A lot of medical advances, but there's also a lot of random reasons why, like cotton. Before cotton, clothes were mostly made out of wool. Wool was great at hosting lice. Whole armies used to get wiped out by lice in their wool uniforms. What else has helped us? Road reflectors. You know those little white bumps on the roads? They're called Bott's dots, invented by Albert Bott. They started installing them in the 60s, and they keep drivers in their lane, especially when it's dark and rainy. And shoes. There's a deadly parasite called hookworm that could bite people and enter your body between your toes. Apparently used to happen all the time when people walked barefoot out of the outhouse.
Well, I'm glad for those inventions. If you're dating someone and you're paranoid that they're cheating, here's an idea. Don't go through their phone. A new poll, though, says 62% of men and 34% of women have gone through their partner's cell phone to see if they've been cheating, and 48% have actually found something.
That's nearly 50%.
Yes. Only 59% of women and 37% of men would admit to snooping in order to confront the other person, because that's just going to open up a whole another can of worms. And 31% of people would consider dumping someone if they caught them going through their phone.
CareerBuilder.com just did a survey of the dumbest resume mistakes people have ever seen, including a person who applied for a job that they had been fired from, a guy who said he had gone to jail for assault, a guy who said he had gone to jail for assaulting a former boss, and a person who claimed that leading warrior clans in an online role-playing game was leadership experience.
Well, obviously.
I'm a leader.
Well, by all accounts, 15-year-old Christian Lunsford from Bethany, Oklahoma, he's a great guy. His father, Shane, however, not so much. Last month, Shane was arrested after stealing a woman's purse while she was walking through a cemetery. And isn't the first time Shane's been in jail. Shocking. Well, his son Christian recently received $250 in the mail from Shane, who he's not close to. When he found out about the mugging, Christian decided the money was probably stolen. So he actually tracked down the woman his father robbed named Tanya Herndon, and he arranged to meet up with her this past Sunday to give her the money, which he'd planned to use for an upcoming field trip for school. But things didn't turn out the way Christian thought they would. When they met, Christian gave the woman the money, and she handed the cash right back because she was so impressed by his good deed.
Wow. There's a woman in Hawaii having a tough time renewing her driver's license. It's her last name. It won't fit on the card. It's 35 letters long.
Oh.
Are you ready? Her name is Janice. Yeah, I can't even try that.
I was going to say earlier, are you even going to attempt it?
No.
35 letters long.
Yeah,
wow.
doesn't fit on the driver's license. That's your Stack of Leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.